The New Britain Herald, established in 1870, New Britain, Connecticut. Wednesday, August 18th, 1920. 12 pages, price 3 cents. Tennessee passes suffrage when lower house votes aye by small majority. Attempt made to reconsider by change of votes. 17 million women will become voters. Susan B. Anthony Amendment will be taken to Secretary of State in Washington. Nashville, Tennessee, August 18. Tennessee today became the 36th state to ratify the Susan B. Anthony Federal Suffrage Amendment. The constitutional change thus will become effective in time for the 17 million women of the country to vote in the presidential election in November, unless the lower house of the Tennessee Assembly rescinds its action of today in adopting the ratification resolution 49-47. Speaker Walker, leader of the anti-suffragists, put opponents in a position to demand reconsideration by changing his vote from nay to aye and moving to reconsider. The House adjourned until 10 o'clock tomorrow when the Speaker's motion will have the right of way. Suffrage and anti-suffrage forces tightened their lines this afternoon for the final fight, and both sides were claiming victory. The suffragists, however, had the advantage of today's victory and expressed confidence that Speaker Walker's motion would be voted down tomorrow. The next step in ratification, then, would be the certifying of the action of the Tennessee Assembly to the Secretary of State of the United States, who, upon its receipt, would issue a proclamation declaring the amendment ratified. The Tennessee Senate ratified the amendment last Friday by a vote of 25-4. Ratification by the Tennessee legislature was the culmination of an intensive drive made by suffrage proponents to have the amendment made effective in time for the women of the country to vote in the presidential election in November. This drive was started when West Virginia became the 34th state to ratify early this year. Washington was the 35th state to ratify, and on the same day it acted, March 22nd, Governor Townsend of Delaware called a special session of the legislature to act upon the amendment. On June 2nd, the legislature adjourned with the ratification resolution still in the House Committee of the Whole, despite pressure brought by President Wilson and leaders of both parties. Meanwhile, the Louisiana legislature met and efforts were made to have it act favorably. President Wilson and Governor Cox of Ohio both made appeals. The legislature adjourned on July 8th, however, without acting. Suffrage planks later were inserted in both Democratic and Republican national platforms. The women tried to have Governor Clement of Vermont call a special session of the legislature. He refused. Senator Harding declined to interfere with the governor. President Wilson then appealed to Governor Bickett of North Carolina and Governor Roberts of Tennessee to call special sessions of their legislatures, and they consented. Solicitor General Frierson ruled that the Supreme Court decision on the Ohio referendum case set at naught a provision in the Tennessee Constitution that a legislature could not act on a federal amendment unless the members were elected after the amendment was submitted.